Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Three, two, one, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends, and a happy Tuesday, November 18th. We're getting closer and closer to Spanksgiving. I love Spanksgiving.
What?
Yeah. Spanksgiving.
Never mind.
Do you want to know? 314-436-7900 if you want to know. If you don't want to know, also 314-436-7900. Call and text the show. Leave us voice messages directly from the Odyssey app. We're on social media. We have an Instagram account. You can find us, Chris Amy KMOX, and we are on Twitter at the very same thing, at Chris Amy KMOX. You can watch the show live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, the House of Representatives today is expected to vote on the release of the Epstein files. It's supposed to happen, finally.
And your St. Louis Blues, kind of languishing at the bottom of the NHL standings right now. Well, they take on their old coach, Craig Berube, and the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. In other news, Billiken's men's basketball, undefeated. Hot dog.
They are undefeated. They're playing some pretty good basketball right now. We talk to Bob Ramsey every Monday on the Gas House Gang. That's right after we talk to you, Amy. We talk to you on Mondays, talking a little Blues hockey. And they will play Purdue Fort Wayne Friday. So that is going to be their next game. Looking forward to that. Gas House Gang today, by the way, it will start at 12 o'clock today. It'll be Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, and me, Chris Ronji, on the show today. We're with you every weekday from 12 until 1 o'clock. That's the Gas House Gang. Also,
yes,
the yes. Trial today begins for my guy, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery.
So and listen, look at you're here. You're here in this studio. You're not where you should be. Ronj, if you really cared, you'd be outside that courthouse with the sign, one of the signs on the sticks that you wave up and down.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you should be.
You know what? I should have taken the day off, right? Amy, don't you think I should have taken the day off so I could be at the trial?
If I cared, I would have.
And that's where we begin the effort to remove my sheriff from office. Really, it's coming to a head today as the trial begins this morning. And we check in with our Intrepid, the reporter from the KMOX newsroom who's been covering this story for many, many months. Sean Malone joins us now as he's covering the trial that starts today. Sean, first of all, we appreciate you being here. And secondly, what exactly is this trial? What does this mean? What do we expect to happen today?
So this is the quo warranto trial against Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, not to be confused with the impending, not yet scheduled criminal trial with regards to his federal case. This is the effort that began under then Attorney General Andrew Bailey, now Attorney General Catherine Hanaway, to remove the sheriff from office. He is facing, it was originally five counts. One was removed. A new one was added on, as we talked about last week. But there are five counts against the sheriff. If any of those five counts, if he's found guilty on any single one of them, the attorney general has her way, sheriff will be removed from office immediately at that point, permanently. Remember, he was removed a few weeks ago from office on a temporary basis pending this trial. So if he does win, it'll be quite interesting to see, okay, what happens here? Does he get to become the quote-unquote sheriff operating the sheriff's department from jail once again? Does he, you know, like, what kind of limbo are we in? Does he remain temporarily ousted until his criminal trial, which, again, is not yet scheduled at this point? So a lot on the line for both parties, probably none more so than, obviously, the sheriff himself, who his first day out of jail for this trial, he will be able to leave jail and will be attending this trial, we've previously been told by his attorneys, could see him lose his job on a permanent basis.
Because this sheriff has a casserole of peccadillos, you could say, can you clarify what is he being charged with in the criminal trial, and what is he being charged with in the quo warranto trial, which starts this morning?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a Venn diagram with these charges and counts that he faces. So we'll start with the criminal side, the federal criminal case. He's facing felony charges of witness retaliation and witness tampering in that case. Now, it originally stems from a misdemeanor charge, which is where we meet in the middle with both. The misdemeanor deprivation of rights charges stems from him detaining the deputy commissioner of the jail, Tammy Ross, the attorneys for both Attorney General Catherine Hanaway and for the federal government, the prosecuting attorneys there, they argue that was an illegal detention done by Sheriff Montgomery. So that really could be a preview of the arguments we'll see, at least in the misdemeanor charge that we'll see, with that being one of the five counts facing the sheriff in today's quo warranto trial. Now, the other four counts that he faced, I mentioned that it did drop originally from five to four. There was a count that he hired his brother in his first day in office. That has since been dropped because it came to light with previous years-old DNA tests that they do not share the same father, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, and the man that the prosecuting or the attorney general's office claimed was his brother. The other four, or other three, original counts that remain are that he misspent the office's finances, which we have spoken about at length. It also accuses that he failed to transport detainees in need of medical care. The office has since been doing that, since the Board of Aldermen passed a bill putting into law that he has to do that, and a temporary restraining order enforced that law, at least for now. And then finally, the last original count against him is that he was using the office, and in particular a deputy, and a deputy using a department vehicle to transport his kids to and from school. That's something that no elected official can do, use the office and its finances and staff in particular for personal gain. That's captured on surveillance footage and was captured by our friends over at Fox 2 with their explosive reporting breaking that story. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of defend against that. Now, the new charge is directly to circle things back to the federal felony charges. It's not the felony charges, but the new count against him in this quo warranto is that because he's sitting in a jail cell for an unknown period of time with his bond being revoked, he can't serve as the sheriff. So they'd like to see him permanently removed, especially because there's no end in sight for this felony trial.
I'm sure it doesn't matter at this point, but where did the charge come from that he was that he had hired his dad? Like, why did anybody think that that's what happened?
It was his brother. And there were witnesses that told the attorney general's office that Sheriff Montgomery referred to him as his brother. It's a half-brother, or was allegedly a half-brother, saying that they shared the same father. But as I said, it came to light, a years old DNA test of the man that was accused of being or alleged to have been the half-brother of Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, that they do have separate fathers. So that once that came to light, the Attorney General's office dropped that charge. So that won't be a factor at all today.
Sean, if it is determined today that the sheriff is guilty of one of the things that you laid out that is in this Quo Warranto case and he is removed from office, he will still have the criminal trial yet to be scheduled that he will have to go through, correct?
Yes, that no matter what happens here today, the federal criminal case remains. He will still be under misdemeanor deprivation of rights, followed by the superseding indictment with the felony witness retaliation and witness tampering charges for his alleged actions after the misdemeanor charges against him. So that still is in place no matter what. And a factor with that is the Attorney General's office has said that if they and they have not said that to us, but to other outlets, they have said that if they lose in this Quo Warranto, they plan to file a new Quo Warranto against the sheriff about the new felony charges that he faces, the witness retaliation and witness tampering charges. So even a victory today for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, he is not in the clear. He goes back to jail where he is still being detained after his bond has been revoked. He still is facing felony charges and could spend time in prison, depending on how that trial, whenever it does happen, how it goes.
The judge in this case, is it, and I'm asking because I'm not exactly sure how this works, will it be the same judge assigned to the criminal trial?
No. So the criminal trial is federal. So those are all the federal judges that will be handling that. That's in the Eastern District of Missouri. Because Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's job is to protect the courthouse, they actually went outside of the circuit courts here in St. Louis City, brought back Judge Stephen Omer out of retirement. So that way it could be someone a little more impartial handling this as opposed to a judge overseeing the trial for a man whose job is ultimately protecting that judge.
I know you don't want to ascribe emotions to like members of the Board of Aldermen and people that you're talking to, but from an outsider's point of view, I feel like it looks like a circus, and I would be exhausted if I were in city government.
No, I will put that emotion on it. Exhausted is absolutely the right word for St. Louis city government. There's been in the 10 and a half months at this point that the sheriff has held office, we have had so many stories, starting with, you know, back in January when his first day in office, handing out termination letters to all the senior staff of his predecessor, Sheriff Vernon Betts. That blew the $500,000 hole in the budget. Only got worse from there, as sprinkled throughout this timeline, all these new revelations of this ridiculous amount of spending, you know, with the audits into the office ultimately showing that they overspent their budget by $800,000. Then you go into the other criminal acts that we saw, you know, the misdemeanor deprivation of rights when they had Tammy Ross, the deputy commissioner of the jail, detained. You go on into the burner phone that he got after being hit with those misdemeanor charges and allegedly tampering with and retaliating against witnesses. It has just been nonstop drama since day one for the St. Louis City Sheriff's Department. And I think all of City Hall, the city at large, is quite exhausted with this drama and would like to see it come to a head at some form or fashion or another, whether it's the sheriff is removed from office, whether he does win this, he gets back out on bond, he wins his criminal trial, and you know his behavior turns around and there's no longer a cloud of drama following him everywhere. I just think one way or another, the people and the government of the city of St. Louis want to see this story conclude and move on to whatever story St. Louis hands us next.
Well, not everyone. Sean.
There's one guy.
Well, Sean.
Chris Ranji hopes this is the story that never ends.
Other than his attorney and me, who was advising him to stay in office, to try and stay in office?
I'm not sure, and even then, I don't want to say that his attorneys are advising him to stay in office, but You know, we've seen him kind of go against his attorney's recommendations before. You know, you've seen Facebook social media posts that have been posted and then swiftly deleted. I'm sure that it wasn't his attorneys that advised him to get a burner phone and refer to it as a burner phone.
So we've seen this.
This is my crime phone.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Yeah. I think George Santos advised him to stay in office, probably.
George.
The point being,
George eventually gave it up, though.
Has acted independently plenty of times before where he may not be getting advice from anyone other than just the most diehard of supporters saying, stay in office, fight this, you'll win. But it may not matter at the end of the day. We have, as I said, we have seen him act independent of advice before and how it's come back to hurt him in the end.
All right, Sean Malone, keep us posted. If anything good happens today, let us know.
Will do.
That is Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom. Actually, he's on the beat today.
Yeah.
Covering this trial.
Wow, I'm exhausted.
You're tired?
Yeah, I can't keep up. I can't keep up with the sheriff.
I can. I'm ready to go. I will have another cup
you
of
better.
Coffee. Let's go.
Hurry up. Finish up Gas House Gang and go protest. Do it.
That's a great idea. It's pretty close to me. Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock today. You should listen to that show. It is Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, and me. And we're with you every weekday from noon until 1. Good luck to my sheriff. My sheriff. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You heard Joe Buck there. That's who that was. That was Joe Buck. Talking about our 100th anniversary, which is this year. And in fact, on Thursday, that is our big, big show. Well, it's not just us. It's the entire station. We're changing up everything. So you're going to want to listen all day on Thursday, right after Total Information AM.
And to your point, it is one show. We're blowing out the programming.
That's right.
And we are going to have current voices, former voices, and it's going to be one big party. And I think we're starting the drinking very early to celebrate champagne.
Yeah, the night before for me, probably.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do is, you know, like Amy's going to be on at a different time. I'll be on at a different time. We're not, it's not going to be, you know, 9 to noon, the Chris and Amy show. It's just, it's a free for all, man. And I'm really looking forward to it. This Thursday, 11:20, it's a very big day for us.
It is Tuesday. It's Tuesday because yesterday was Monday. I thought yesterday was Tuesday. But because it's Tuesday, we have our question of the week. So I want to throw it out there. It's Thanksgiving based. It has to do with something very, very controversial. Green bean casserole.
What about it?
Yay or nay?
That's the question of the week?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
You guys on the better?
Listen, beggars can't be choosers.
Green bean casserole, yes or no?
It should be an easy answer. Yes.
Okay.
What about, well, remember the wrench in the question that Megan Lynch threw? Megan said one time, gosh, shouldn't have named her in case it was a family issue.
It might have been.
Somebody brought made from scratch green bean casserole instead of using the Campbell's soup, you know, the soup mix for green bean casserole. Huge controversy. And now I really wish I hadn't named her because I feel bad.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean there's soup recipe?
somebody altered the recipe for a Thanksgiving one year and totally
made it homemade. You're supposed to use canned soup. That's what makes green bean casserole green bean casserole. You use canned stuff.
It is?
Okay, 314-436-7900. If there's a little old lady listening to this show who can please explain...
Well, I can guarantee that's happening.
Well, you're going to love Thursday, but first...
Thursday's going to be a lot of... We're still alive. It's going to be a lot of that Thursday.
But first, 314-436-7900. Someone please explain what green bean casserole should be. That's it. That's all I've got.
I didn't know that this was a huge controversy or that anybody cared.
Okay. Well, keep up.
Okay. Well, all right. We're looking forward to it again. Do not forget, all day Thursday, doesn't matter what time you tune in, you're going to be hearing from a former KMOXer, a dignitary, a pioneer. We're going to talk about all the pioneers of the station. It's going to be a really, really fun day, all day Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Srangi, Amy Mark scores with you. Well, recently, Washington University in St. Louis was featured in a CBS News story about promising new clinical trials in Alzheimer's prevention. And to give us more information about what these trials are finding and what it could mean for preventing that disease is Dr. Eric McDade, doctor of osteopathy, am I saying that right, and neurology with WashU Medicine, specializing in Alzheimer's and dementia. Dr. McDade, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this story that I referenced in the CBS News, it was hard for me to read on one hand because seeing early onset Alzheimer's, like some of the patients in this story, late 30s, early 40s, hits close to home for me. I've had very good friends who've dealt with that issue, and it's devastating. On the other hand, there was hope in this story that some of these trials may give us some promise. What did the trials look at, and what is the hope that maybe we can pull from them?
Yeah, so the trials that were featured on the CBS show involve a unique group of individuals, and this is a rare form of early onset Alzheimer's disease. It's associated with a genetic changes that result in families that have generation after generation of Alzheimer's disease. And these individuals, if they inherit these genetic changes, the likelihood of them developing Alzheimer's is almost 100%. And it typically happens to people in their 40s, oftentimes in their mid to late 40s, but sometimes as early as their late 20s. So it's a devastating form of Alzheimer's disease, but it also provides this really unique opportunity of how we study the disease, because with these individuals, we can predict when they typically are going to develop symptoms. And so it allows us to institute these unique prevention studies or prevention trials. And that's what was featured. And so with these trials, what we've been showing is that over the past decade, there's been a group of individuals that have been part of a long-running study that's been using some of these drugs that specifically lower a protein called amyloid, or the amyloid plaques, which is associated with Alzheimer's disease. And the study was focusing on some of the individuals that have been in the study for the longest time and who started taking these medications as part of the clinical trial before they had symptoms. And as we followed them, there are a group of individuals that are now well beyond the typical time or age that we would expect for them to develop symptoms. And so we're continuing to treat them with these treatments, these amyloid immunotherapies or amyloid lowering drugs, to see if we continue to keep the amyloid plaques lower in these families, will this actually continue to cause a significant delay in the onset of the disease? So this is one of the best opportunities for us to study the prevention of Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is pre-treatment, right? So you can find the genetic markers, and if a person is prone to it or likely to develop it, you could just go ahead and start treatment. Are there side effects to it? What I'm wondering is, for people who might be concerned about taking a treatment or going through some sort of treatment, if they don't already have an ailment, then maybe they're reluctant to do it. So is it the sort of thing where it is okay, and that maybe the side effects are minimal?
Well, so right now, these clinical trials, although the study that was featured on the CBS show is using a drug called lecanemab or Leqembi. This is a medication that's approved for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, but right now it's only approved for people who have symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So we would not advocate right now people taking these medications if they don't have symptoms yet, but that's specifically what the clinical trial that's going on here as part of this global network is testing, as well as some other trials that are actually looking at groups of individuals that have evidence of Alzheimer's disease pathology, like amyloid plaques in their brain, but don't have symptoms yet. There are trials that are going on in the non-genetic forms of Alzheimer's that are actually seeing if you use these amyloid treatments, will it prevent those individuals also from developing symptoms? So until we have sort of more definitive proof from these clinical trials, and there's an approval pathway, meaning that these drugs are approved for those who don't have symptoms, we're not yet using those in people without symptoms yet.
The story looks at generations that have dealt with early onset Alzheimer's, like a grandmother, a mother, and a child. And it really is devastating since it is seems to be so genetic. So again, like I'm speaking from experience here with close friends, if you are young, in your 20s, and you have a family member, a parent or grandparent who had early onset Alzheimer's, what should you be doing now? If it's not time right to take this preventative medicine, what can you do to help prevent your odds of getting that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think one of the important things to emphasize is that early onset Alzheimer's disease is still very rare. And in these families that were featured, these rare genetic forms of Alzheimer's disease, these make up less than 1% and probably even less than that of all cases of Alzheimer's disease. So in most individuals, even if there's a family history, it's highly unlikely that they have these genetic causes unless it's generation after generation, where half of the each generation develops early onset Alzheimer's disease. That's the pattern. But for anyone who has it in their family, right now, you know, the strongest evidence suggests that there are important lifestyle factors that people can adopt that really may stave off the onset of symptoms. And so regular exercise is a really important one. And this doesn't have to be extremely rigorous, you know, exercise like running marathons and things like that, but consistently exercising on a regular basis, you know, 30 to 40 minutes a day, getting your heart rate up. This is a good way to do it. Eating right. So much of the same diet that we think about for cardiovascular health, so heart disease and preventing heart disease, is probably actually very helpful for long-term prevention of Alzheimer's disease. Sleep is an incredibly important one. So, you know, increasingly now too, with the proliferation of computers and tablets and cell phones, where people are on screens all the time, we actually are strongly recommending that, you know, people try to remove themselves from digital technology hours before bed and make sure that you're sleeping consistent schedule as well. And then beyond that, it's things like, you know, avoiding excessive amounts of alcohol. It's maintaining sort of cognitively stimulating activities throughout your life as well. And avoiding things where, you know, there's repeated head injuries, for instance. So repeated head injuries are noted to increase the risk for Alzheimer's as well. So, you know, these are a lot of basic or sort of common sense things, but over years and years and years, they add up. And so the more of these things you can do, the better chance you have of potentially delaying the onset if there's a family history.
So we started by talking about the early onset diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia. But what about those who are older, you know, older people who are starting to show symptoms? Is the research promising for them, or are we just talking about treatments for younger people who are getting it way before their time?
No, exactly. So one of the really important things is As we've been studying these families that have this rare form of Alzheimer's disease, this genetic form of Alzheimer's disease, we've also in parallel here at Washington University at the Knight Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, as well as a number of centers throughout the world, have been studying individuals who have the non-familial or non-genetic form of Alzheimer's disease. And when we do a comparison and we look at how the disease unfolds and the pathologies that are associated with it and the symptoms that are associated with it, we find more similarities than differences. So what that helps us do is it helps us take the information from these rare forms that are a really efficient way of studying Alzheimer's and doing prevention studies, and then translating that to the much more common late onset Alzheimer's disease, and use the information that we're gaining from these families to actually, we think, help the general population with Alzheimer's disease. So it's a great opportunity, and we use both of these genetic and non-genetic forms to inform both forms of the disease, and sort of use that to help with efficiency and hopefully come up with newer treatments more quickly.
It is it's such a cruel disease. I think anything that attacks the brain and memory like this is so particularly cruel. And what has been, I think, unique too about early onset, and you can elaborate on this if this has been your experience too, when someone's like in their 30s or 40s, like my experience was close up with a friend, their bodies are still, you know, pretty active and they're strong. And so even finding some place, like once the disease gets so bad that it's not safe for them to live at home, even finding a place for them to be, a care facility, is hard, because a lot of times people with dementia or Alzheimer's are older and frail. But if you've got a pretty strong, active body and a mind that is deteriorating, that's a really complicated situation.
That's exactly right. It really presents with sort of unique difficulties as well. So I've seen this in my clinic all the time. And this is a really challenging form of Alzheimer's disease, because exactly what you said, I think we often think of people with Alzheimer's disease as being older and frail. And so as the disease progresses, that, you know, they can go into a long-term care facility that's set up for those whose mobility has declined, and the aging process affects all organs, not just the brain. But with these young onset individuals, that's exactly the case, is that the system just is not set up for that. So it can be incredibly challenging too, because the people caring for them are oftentimes at a point in their life where they have the greatest amount of responsibilities and burden on them. So they may still have children, right, that are in high school or going through important phases of their life. They may still have elderly parents that are experiencing chronic illness that they're helping to take care of while they're still working. So this is, I think we really need to think more broadly about how we can help everyone that develops Alzheimer's disease, and realize that although the majority of individuals are older, it does affect younger onset individuals. And when it does, it creates a unique problem within our system that's identified. And we really have to find better ways of not just trying to treat with drugs, but to treat the families and to support the individuals that have the disease.
With the encouraging development that we're talking about today, and I know you may be reluctant to timeline this, but if everything goes well here, when could we potentially expect a definitive treatment of the disease so that it isn't as bad once it has been diagnosed and people have a reliable way to treat the disease?
So within the next couple of years, we will actually start to find out about these prevention studies that are going on that I mentioned before, some of the larger prevention studies using the amyloid treatments. So I suspect actually within the next couple of years, we'll have a good sense of if you can detect an individual has the disease or has the pathology of the disease before they develop symptoms and you start these treatments. We'll have a sense of how effective that can be on pushing off the onset of the disease. When people develop the symptoms, it is still going to be quite challenging, I would say, these new drugs that have been approved for Alzheimer's disease have, they can lower amyloid plaques very efficiently. But in doing so, we've only identified that they slow the disease down by about 30% compared to the sort of the placebo or normal trajectory that we would see. It's an incredibly complex disease. The brain is fascinating. I mean, we are endowed with this incredible ability as humans, but with that system that's been set up to allow us to have these, you know, incredible cognitive abilities, when it starts to falter, the ability to reverse that is still probably, you know, a number of years down the way. But I will say we're making tremendous progress in looking at all the different systems that are affected with Alzheimer's disease and developing treatments that affect this in multiple ways. So, you know, ultimately, I think we suspect what will happen is that we'll treat Alzheimer's disease in many ways like we do cancer, where it'll require multiple different treatments, where it's very common for people who have cancer to have different forms of chemotherapy to address the disease. And I think ultimately that's probably what's going to be needed for Alzheimer's disease, and to try to keep people at the earliest symptoms so that they're still quite independent and still feeling like they're contributing independently as well.
Dr. Eric McDade, doctor of osteopathy and neurology with WashU Medicine, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Dr. Eric McDade, Washington University in St. Louis, doing some groundbreaking clinical trials, which is very, very cool.
And did you see this, Amy?
Oh, I think that's coming up next.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ranj, would you like to eat dinner with a stranger?
It depends on the stranger, but the answer is probably no.
Okay. So Gen Z would like to eat dinner with a stranger. So here's the deal. A reservation company, like a dinner reservation company, did a survey of 1,000 Gen Zers who, 1,000 people who eat out in the U.S. They found that 90% of Gen Z diners said they like sitting at those shared long communal tables. Only 60% of baby boomers like shared tables. 63% of those who said, yeah, we like sitting at communal tables, said it's the possibility of meeting new friends or meeting a new crush. One theory for this is that Gen Z is so sick of scrolling that the, quote, anxious generation is willing to risk personal space and awkward small talk to build real-life community. So they said being in a forced group setting makes socializing less intimidating because they're just not used to socializing. They're used to being on their phones. So they like the idea of sitting at a table to just interact with another human.
So this is what I'm, this is just my very basic read on that.
Okay.
And that is that because that generation doesn't interact in person with other people, that like there's this innate desire, like a starvation for it.
Exactly.
Like sunlight.
Yes.
Where you don't realize that, like, I mean, we're just on the phone all the time. Yeah. I don't really interact with people, with humans. And so you just naturally want to do that. There's a pull toward it.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I think it is.
Man, good.
Which is like great, but sad.
Well, I mean, no, you're right. It is. But if, you know, if as humans, we just are naturally drawn that direction, then that is that's probably good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the story in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today about the ARPA funds?
Oh, no.
You know, the ARPA money.
Yeah.
That it had to be, all of it, the $490 million had to be allocated by a particular deadline. Well, it has to be spent by the end of next year, all that money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they are not even sure they're going to get through all the money.
Oh, my
gosh.
This
is according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, that as of this point, a little more than half of the $490 million grant is spent at this point, and they're not exactly sure they can get through all of it.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, pay for
free
the
money.
Sheriff's golf carts.
Free money, man.
This blows my mind. It doesn't blow my mind, but it's frustrating.
I mean, there has to be so much bureaucracy in trying to spend money like that, but, dude, gotta use it. You gotta use it, or you lose it. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. Hey, speaking of phones, Amy's on hers way too much.
My brain is fried. Fried. Yeah. We're going to talk about it.
And we're going to talk about this next because we are trying to make sure our kids aren't on their phones. Oh, I say our. I don't mean mine. I mean yours. Well, there's one way that you can help them do that. We'll talk about it next on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.